Hey, what's up? This is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 221 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And I am super excited to bring you my interview with Kimmy and Brian Bingham from Bodacious Amabile in Longview, Texas. I did an interview with Brian a little while back, and it was just on the podcast, and it was really early on in his days at Bodacious. And he and I have been going back and wanting to connect to kind of go over what they're doing during this COVID pandemic, as well as the fact that Kimmy is now on board. And I wanted to talk to Kimmy about her journey, as well as find out what Baked on Mobily was, because there's a separate Instagram, I'll put that below, that you can follow, that has all the baked stuff that she does. This one's really great because not only do we talk about the fact that they have online ordering, you can order 5 days ahead, which is completely new, something they've never done. They have a new register, everything is new for them because of the pandemic. But you could also order drinks online. You could also order hats and shirts and different swag online, which is cool. They've never had that at all. And the fact that they do curbside pickup, which is new to them as well. We also get into what it's like to work as a couple. They talk about working as a couple in their marriage, as well as working as a couple in the business, and they get very introspective. I think you'll really like this from a lot of different angles. I'm excited that they're able to stay in business, that the community in Longview has been able to rally around them, give them that business. Friday and Saturday, their busiest days. A lot of people are going on barbecue road trips, still going to see them. So if you are in the area or you're interested, visit them. And there's a big statement at the end from Brian about supporting local. That should be a big takeaway from all these interviews, is that you should support your local business, because if you don't support them now and a year from now, they won't be here. I can't thank Kimmy and Brian enough for taking the time and sharing their journey and sharing a lot of personal stuff. Thank you so much. And the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast and YouTube show is brought to you by Treaty Oak Distilling. You can check them out at treatyoakdistilling.com or their location in Dripping Springs, Texas. 26 acres. You could try everything that they make, including beer and wine. They also have hand sanitizer that they do make, so you can get that as well. Again, that's treatyoakdistilling.com. I have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. Check it out. Links to all this stuff, all the podcasts, all the YouTube stuff, as well as a bunch of stories that are all barbecue joint related and the people within the barbecue world. I'm on all those social media at kevinsbbqjoints. If you're digging these on the YouTube side, please subscribe, that way you don't miss out. I'm doing 2 to 3 of these per week. That way you get a little bit of entertainment during this bizarre time. But in the end, stay safe, take care. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy this. How are you guys doing right now? How are you guys doing? Today is the 19th?
Yes.
I guess. Does it even matter anymore?
I think so. Man, all the days run together with everything going on right now. It's like I have a hard time knowing what day it is, let alone the date. I know my birthday is on Wednesday, so, and it's my birthday is the 22nd, so then I'm just going to look at my phone because I'm... Today is the 20th, so, okay. Yep.
This is a pre-birthday phone call. Well, happy birthday. Let me be the first to do it on record.
Thank you.
How are you guys doing? How is this? So today, on Mondays are usually your prep day, right?
Right. Yeah. So we're here right now. I've got briskets on the pit right now. And then we're in the process of making sausage right now for the week. So Mondays are pretty chill. We just kind of hang out, listen to some music, and just make sausage and brisket.
And then Kimmy, are you there every day?
I'm Tuesday through Saturday. Sunday and Monday are my days off.
Yeah.
It started out as going to be sort of just maybe like a 2 or 3 day a week thing, and then COVID hit and we had to figure out how to get more hands on deck.
Yeah, because we're doing with the curbside now. She helps a lot with that. So she's doing all the baking and the sides and all that, but she's also, me and her do the curbside stuff, so we're cutting the orders in the back, and she runs them out and stuff as well.
And that's unusual for you guys, because you guys never had curbside, nor you never had an online website either.
Well, up until the curbside started, we were pretty old school on everything. Like, the register that we had was old school, and now we've got, you know, tablets with touchscreens and stuff, curbside now, so... Definitely kind of brought us into this century.
I know. And I remember writing you and kept saying, do you have online ordering? And it took a while just to kind of, because it's a lot of places too, still don't even have it. It's a new thing, and you have to kind of jump to that or you're in trouble.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it was one of those things where, you know, we could either adapt and figure out, okay, yeah, the situation sucks, but we need to make the best of it. We can't just close the doors. We can't just, you know, give up. So we really just kind of pivoted, and we've just been figuring it out as we go. It was super stressful at first, and we finally got a rhythm on it. But it's definitely been a huge blessing for us to have that online ordering now.
How has that been, and how has traffic been? Has it been busy at the restaurant?
It's so-so. Fridays and Saturdays are definitely our best days of the week. Tuesday is kind of slow, but for the most part, it's been more or less the same. It's definitely dipped off a little bit. But the weekends have been good, and it's starting to pick up a little bit, I guess, with people traveling during the summer.
Yeah.
So it's, like I said, it's got its ups and downs for sure.
Were you baking stuff prior, Kimmy? Was that something like that you loved to do?
Yeah. So I've kind of always, I wanted to be a chef when I was a kid, right? Life kind of just takes you where it takes you.
Of course.
That didn't end up happening. But I was always interested in cooking, like from a little kid. I used to help my dad. He, you know, did backyard barbecuing.
Okay. And
he was involved in the local Harley Davidson group out here for like my whole childhood, pretty much. So I thought it was really cool. I'd go help him like cater little parties and stuff,
Yeah,
like,
that's neat.
I'm like 11 or 12 years old, like, we're making fajitas, you know what I mean? Like, I thought it was cool.
No, but you gotta get a start somewhere.
Yeah, totally. So, but my parents both, you know, cooked growing up, and so I was always in the kitchen helping them. But my background is in like a corporate hospital type setting. I was working at a local hospital here for 12 years, actually, and then in February this year, I was kind of like, just, we were trying to get me out, so corporate and like soul sucking.
Like, was it paperwork? Yeah, no, soul sucking for sure.
Yeah, it was like, you know, bill collections and like the paperwork end of it. The department I was in, we were seeing patients. We weren't treating patients, but we were seeing the patients the same way like a nurse might. So we were getting all of that plus
dealing with insurance.
The not so fun side of it. Yes, insurance, all that stuff. So it just got to the point where I was I gotta get out of here. Like, I can't do this anymore.
No.
And Brian was, you know, had been working so hard to try to figure out how to get me out and get me here, you know, because that was planned. So one day I was on my way to work and I called him. I'm like, dude, I can't, like, I'm gonna go to work and I'm gonna quit. Like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, because I wanted her to give her 2 weeks, you know, just because if something were to happen, I wanted to make sure, you know, she could go back. And she was just kind of like, let's just go ahead and burn that bridge.
You know what? Sometimes you just have to. Like, it's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. I was a trainer. Yeah. Like, I was a lead person. Like, I had people that, you know, kind of answered to me. And I was just like, I can't. I just can't. Like, 12 years is too long.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're living inside your head. You're living inside your own head.
Yeah.
You're not, no one else is, yeah, there.
Wow. Well, and it's one of those things, too, where it's like, you know, we knew eventually that we wanted to do something together, whether it was here or us doing something else. And, you know, so with her knowing that and seeing how much happier I was, it just got to the point where she was just like, dude, I just can't do it. And so, yeah, she went and just quit and then came to work that day.
Yeah.
Like, drove here and just jumped in.
You just drove
in. I literally went to work, wrote out like a 2 or 3 sentence letter to my supervisor, who wasn't even there yet.
Oh, gosh.
Put the letter under her door, and I was just like, I'm out. Like, I can't do this anymore. I didn't say bye to anyone. Like, it was, I mean, I could have handled it better, but I have no regrets at all. And so I got here that same day, and I trained for a couple weeks, and then here came the coronavirus, and it was a whole new ballgame for everyone.
Well, in February, what was it like in February for you guys? Because it was more March, right, when you started to kind of get the inkling that something was up, right?
Yeah, and I mean, as far as when it all started, I mean, we were, like, really, really fortunate. The community here just really kind of rallied behind us, and we were making just the same amount every day as before. Like, they were coming out and, you know, supporting us really, really well. So that was awesome. So, yeah, like I said, man, it's like I've been fairly positive throughout this entire experience just because, you know, we really have had everyone's support. And so that's definitely been, like I said, a blessing for us because we were able to keep the doors open. We didn't have to let anyone go. So it's definitely been great.
But what was it like when things transitioned to you? How long have you been running the helm there?
I want to say it's been over a year, right?
Probably like at least a year and a half.
Yeah, I mean, because even like, you know, it's been probably about a year, but even before then, I mean, I was still, I wasn't necessarily in charge, but even before that, I basically was. I mean, yeah. I was doing everything anyways. Yeah. It's just, you know, it was official now, so.
When the two of you guys were working together, did you decide, okay, because is baked, is that even like a separate thing, or is just that's just kind of how you're highlighting it on Instagram.
We had talked about it, and I was like, I want, like, I like your social media presence. Like, I think it's really cool, and I would like to do that for this special stuff that I'm doing, right? So I can kind of gain a following and figure out how to, I'm really bad with social media. Like, I have a personal page and I never post on it. And I'm still not real great with baked, but I'm trying. Mm-hmm. It's been a fun learning experience for me. And I really just kind of want to get out there to people like in this area, like, hey, you know, I'm interested in making new things for you that you might not be able to find at the other barbecue places out here. I like to play around and kind of see like what the customers like, because I've made some stuff that I thought was awesome and they were like, no one bought it, you know what I mean? And then I had other stuff that's been a really big hit. Yeah. So it's been like interactive, like hands-on learning experience for me, and I've also learned how to not get my feelings hurt.
You have to, yeah, I know. That's you can't take it too personally.
Yeah.
No, and that's what I've tried telling her, because I mean, you know, this is her first time working in a restaurant, so it's a lot different. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, I even have stuff sometimes still that sometimes it's a hit, sometimes it's not. It's just one of those things where, you know, where she's trying to learn the customers like I did, you know, so just trying to figure out what works and what doesn't. And I'd say for the most part, everything has been really successful. I mean, you know, we haven't had any disastrous things that we've had to throw away or anything. So, so it's definitely not been too bad.
Then you guys have, would you say, like an old school clientele, because your menu's so old school, it takes time to kind of.
Yeah. And I would say it's definitely a mix. Cause I mean, you know, we definitely have our locals who are, you know, the old school types. And then, you know, your weekends is when we get a lot of barbecue travelers. So you get a different crowd on the weekends. And so that's usually, if I ever do anything that's not, you know, maybe not out there crazy, but a little more chefy kind of stuff like that, I'll do it on the weekends because those people are super excited about it. During the week, it's, you know, real blue collar and stuff.
Let's talk about the menu a little bit. Do you part of the menu down at all, or has the menu stayed pretty much the same?
More or less, it stayed the same. I mean, I'm cooking a lot less, you know, every day. The weekends, like I said, have started to pick back up, so I'm kicking back up what I cook on the weekends, but as far as the rest of the menu, yeah, it's still the same. I've got everything that we've always had. It's just a little bit less now.
For brisket, it's the chopped brisket sandwich as well as... Do you do a sliced brisket sandwich too? Or I guess you could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do it all. Sliced, chopped, whatever. And then we got our ribs and sausage and pork and turkey. And then I still am doing specials as well. So we've got boudin on Wednesdays, and Thursdays I do a special sausage, and Friday is just kind of whatever I'm in the mood for. And Saturdays will be pork belly and sometimes beef ribs too. So,
Kimmy, do you get involved with the sausage portion too?
So I haven't learned how to make it yet, but I was allowed a little bit of creative freedom recently where I asked Brian to make some extra of our just regular house sausage. And I made these things called armadillo eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Basically,
yeah,
like a jalapeno popper with a sausage wrapped around it. And we did those was that Father's Day weekend?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and they were like a huge hit. So, and they were fun to make, and people thought it was cool, you know, they'd order one and the cutter would cut it there on the block and the cheese be oozing out.
Yeah,
it looks
really cool too in presentation, yes.
So I'm just trying to do fun stuff like that.
Because that's something too that people, I know that people love seeing your Instagram feed or Twitter feed, Brian, with a different sausage, funky sausages. How, like, did you always, because I forget what, in our first conversation, I know you were leaning towards that, but like, is that something that you've always loved to do, is make interesting sausage?
Yeah, I mean, when I first started making sausage, I honestly did not like it because it was really hard. And it was one of those things where just like, you know, I obsessed for a really long time on ribs, and I got those down. And then sausage, once I got the hang of it, I really just kind of fell in love with it. And it's really fun to play with. You know, Kimmy usually is the one that helps me come up with new ideas. We bounce stuff off each other a whole lot.
That's cool.
I definitely fell in love with it. I mean, I think it's one of the more fun things that I do, just because it's fun to try and achieve different flavors within a sausage, because it's not, you know, it doesn't have to be the same all the time.
What are some recent sausages you've done?
So some of the recent ones have been, like, we just did our poblano white cheddar the other day, which is a classic that we've done. We did a white pepper parmesan. I did one that was, I don't know what region you'd call it. It was that Burberry.
It's like an Ethiopian spice.
Oh.
We just found it on the Spiceology website one day. We were like, this would be really cool. Let's make a sausage with it.
Yeah, so it was really, really good. And it was definitely out there for a lot of people out here because it was full of spices. They didn't know, like, you know, I added some extra curry powder to it and stuff like that. And we ended up calling it the Just Trust Us, because it was just one of those things where, like, I promise you it's really good. Just trust us and try it. Yeah. You know, and then we've done, like, a habanero and cheese one. I did a verde sausage a couple weeks ago that was super good. I usually gravitate a lot towards the Tex-Mex flavors. Those are some of my favorites. So a lot of my sausages will reflect a lot of those kinds of flavors. And I've got another one I want to do sometime soon that I tried a long time ago, and it's been, up to date, it's been my only failure. It was an Al Pastor sausage.
Huh.
And I'm going to try that again soon. I've got some ideas of how to possibly fix it. So hopefully it works.
Because sausage making is an art, and I've talked to a lot of people, and I'm always so intrigued by it, because it's not just like slapping some stuff together and putting it in casing. There's science right. to it, and there's
well, and that's one of those things too. Like, what's so cool about barbecue is how different it is, you know. So everyone does it different, and I have people all the time that ask me about how I make sausage, and for the most part, I'll give them some clues, but it's one of those things where it's like, it took me, you know, probably a year and a half just to get down where I'm happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like my ratios and stuff like that goes, you know, I'm constantly still learning things. Like, I'll have things happen that I have to figure out, okay, why did that happen? You know, but like I said, with sausage, it's the same as far as everyone does it different. Cause I've talked to a bunch of different people trying to figure stuff out. And like, there's so many things that you can add to it. And mine is pretty simple. It's just meat, fat, and seasoning. I don't put any kind of milk powder or pink salt or any of that kind of stuff. Like, it's, yeah. I mean, you know, we're making small batches, so I don't have to worry about preserving it. So it's a lot different than everyone else. And we don't cold smoke it. I make it, let it sit out overnight, and then smoke it the next day. So we cook them in the morning, so we're not cold smoking and then reheating, that kind of thing.
How long did it take you guys to get the dance together at the restaurant? Like, is it it's not just the two of you, there's a couple are you still working on that?
yeah
you guys are both smiling, so that's a good sign.
Well, you know, we can laugh about it, and definitely, like with everything, I'm never going to be one of these people that puts up a fake, you know, facade and says, oh, we're so happy and like everything's perfect and it's all been so easy and it's butterflies. Like, you know, this is real. It's a real marriage, and there's been times where we've, you know, cussed at each other and screamed at each other, but we always, at the end of the day, figure it out. And so it took us a little time to get it figured out, but it's been pretty cool. I mean, we've been together for so long. It's just we're very different people, and so we butt heads a lot. but it's been pretty cool. Once we got it all figured out, and everyone up here loves her. I mean, you know, her only knock is that she married me, but that's the only thing wrong with her. But everyone likes her up here. She gets along really well. We have a really small crew up here as it is. It's just about five of us that work here. Yeah, we've got a cashier. We have two cashiers. They work separate days. So one of them works Wednesday, Thursday, and then the other works Friday, Saturday. And then there's me and Kimmy. We have our dishwasher, and his name's Emmanuel. He just kind of, he's an everything guy. He helps out where he's needed. And then one of the newest hire I have is a guy named David, and he cuts, but then he also helps. Like, he's actually the one making the sausage right now. He makes our house sausage.
Oh, wow.
He has been doing our ribs. So, like, our ribs, we've been getting tons of compliments on them now, and I'm not ashamed to admit, I like the way he cooks the baby backs better than me. And so, yeah, he's awesome. It's a real, real small crew, so we've got to be tight, because we don't have anyone else to turn to. It's just, we got to do everything, help each other out type thing.
You learned because of COVID that you had to be lean and mean, right? You have to have a small crew.
Well, it's always been that way, honestly. Before Kimmy, it was even smaller. You know, I was doing literally everything by myself, and it wasn't too bad because we didn't have the online ordering and things like that. But, you know, with her here now, it's definitely helped. Like, we needed an extra person or even two people. It's just one of those things where, you know, people think, oh, you guys just need to cook more and hire more people. And it's like, it's not that easy. No, you got to have the money to pay those people, you know. Yeah. So having her here has helped a lot with my stress, and I'm trying to teach her how to do everything. I told her a couple of days ago, I was like, I want you to be able to do everything I do in case I'm tied up or I'm busy. And it's just good for her to know too, so that way if something were to happen, you know, she can hop back here and know what needs to be done and not stressing out about it.
That would be like everything, like prepping the meat, smoking the meat, all that stuff, huh?
Yeah, she preps. Yeah, she does prep in the afternoon on the ribs and the pork and puts that on.
Oh, that's cool.
I've been teaching her how to do the fires. She knows how to pull the sausage and that's about where we've
gotten
so far.
That's awesome experience. That's killer.
Yeah, and so, you know, because we have a lot of plans for the future, and I want her to know how to do everything. But I want everyone that works here to know how to do everything. And so I try and cross-train everyone as best I can when I have the free time to do it, just because, you know, everyone needs to know how to do everything here with us being such a small crew.
Is the dining room open?
Yeah, we have currently, we're at 50% capacity. We had never gone up to 75 when they changed it, and now it's back down to 50. So the way our building is pretty small, so we've got three tables that are available, and we have them, of course, you know, 6 feet apart. But that's it. We can only have so many people in at a time. We've just got those three tables, so a lot of to-go still.
Do people have to wear masks? Is that something that people have in that area?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they mandated it in Texas. We started enforcing it. It's been probably about a week now, I guess. Maybe a little over a week.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, we just like, we're going to write out a sign, put it on the door.
Well, you know, and throughout...
We knew it was coming.
Throughout this whole thing, we've been super transparent with our customers. I mean, I run all of our social for the Bodacious as well as my own, obviously. And so, you know, we've made sure every time something has changed that we write out a long post, we make sure there's signs. Like, we cannot survive without everyone getting behind us. So we need them to know, hey, this is why we're doing this. Mm-hmm. This is what's going on now. And I understand a lot of people still have issues with masks and stuff. And, you know, it is what it is. It's just one of those things. If you want to keep eating our barbecue, wear a mask, because if you don't, you're not getting it. I mean, you're not coming inside if you don't have one on, so.
Yeah, well, and a lot of people who you know, don't want to do the mask have been using our curbside, and they're fine with it. We kind of tried to, like, figure out how to make everyone happy, you know, or as happy as we could, you know, and it's working
yeah.
so far.
I mean, we've had a little pushback. Yeah, I would say, you know, maybe two or three people who have been rude. Everyone, for the most part, is really supportive and been cool with us. And because I try and tell people, I'm like, look, whether you agree, you like it or you don't, this is not my decision. This is the government telling us we have to do this. You know, I mean, I'm not out here just making up rules as I please and see fit. I'm trying to keep the doors open. You know, we've got a family, we've got kids, like everyone up here has a family. You know, we got to keep the doors open. So just please, you know, just get over it. It's a minor inconvenience, dude. Like, it's a face covering. Like, you're going to be okay.
How old are your kids?
We have a 14-year-old and a 5-year-old.
The 14-year-old, I'm sure, is loving it so much.
He's been, like, day and night on his Xbox. He's like, oh, no school? Okay.
Yeah, he's definitely surviving. With the Xbox helps, but... You can tell they get a little antsy, and especially our 5-year-old, because he doesn't understand.
You can't,
you know, with our 14-year-old. Yeah, he understands somewhat, you know. So, but the 5-year-old, he just doesn't get it. He just knows that he's bored and he wants to do something.
Yeah.
It's just like, man, I wish we could, but it's just not worth the risk.
Well, and it's just a different time. It's so weird. It's like I'm sure you guys wake up sometimes and think that it's not even real. Like that, you don't remember. Like, for like 20 minutes, I'll be like, I forget that. We're all kind of locked down, and it's such a weird, like, how has it affected you guys mentally, is this whole thing?
Dude,
it's been pretty taxing, honestly.
Yeah, it's been rough, man. I had to take a break for a few days from social media, like, altogether. Like, I mean, I still had to, you know, run the Bodacious account, so I was still posting, but, I mean, I took probably about 3 or 4 days where I signed out of everything. It's just like, it was destroying me seeing everything. Like, it just was like really heartbreaking seeing everything going on. You know, I struggle with mental health as it is. I have a lot of anxiety and things that I've learned to cope with. And all this has just been, I mean, it's
not
been
easy,
pretty
right?
terrible, but it's just one of those things where I try and stay as positive as I can. And like, I'm thankful and happy that I have the job I have, because at least I'm doing what I enjoy. Like, if I was going through this at a job I hated, I don't know what would happen. I mean, I would probably drink more than I already do, but for different reasons. At least now it's just for enjoyment.
Yeah.
You know?
Kimmy, how are you doing mentally about with this?
I mean, we all have our days where we're like, we just want to like pull our hair out, right? Like, this, I want to go somewhere, you know, or like, I want to enjoy summer and that kind of thing. But it's been, you know, switching jobs like literally jumping from one job to another job, trying to learn how to reset, and then learning how to totally help like reformulate the way things work up here, like talking that through, having no experience, and then trying to figure out how to work as spouses.
Yeah, I know, it's a lot.
It's been a lot. I think we can finally say like we found like a groove. You know, like it was rocky for a little while, just everything going on at the same time, you know.
But maybe it's good that you guys get to go somewhere away from your place and then come and then in the restaurant, you're going different places, even though you're together. It's kind of like you're getting out in a weird way. It's not exactly the same way, but as going to
park. Yeah, like we can go out different doors.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, it's with everything going on, I mean, I'm really happy that she got over here when she did, even though it's been stressful. Like, we had a really hard time figuring out how to work together, but I was happy that she got out of the hospital just because, like, you know, she was still there with everything going on, I mean, it would stress me out so much. Like, you know, you got to have those people working in those places, and I'm very happy that we do. But, you know, just personally, I'm just glad that she's out of there, because I can't even imagine. But yeah, so that part of it's been really cool. As far as everything else goes, I mean, it's helped me a lot having her here, because she's a lot smarter than I am. So it's like she sees things in a different way because she's so used to that corporate world. And, you know, I was in it for a while too, and it was hard when I first got here. True. I remember I was just like, okay, like I need a plan. I need to know exactly what we're doing.
That was me.
I'm like, I don't even like, what do I wear? Do I have, I don't even know how to do this. And like, I had all these questions every day. I asked questions, and like, that's how she was when she got here. And I would wanted to be like grab her and be like, dude, like relax, like
almost every day would have to be like, chill out,
like go have a beer and relax or something.
And I'm like, what do you mean have a beer at work?
Oh, that's so hilarious. That's so funny.
I was definitely like constantly, what do I do? What do you want me to do? What
and
do?
I'm like, I don't know, man.
Please
just
go do something else. Like, go sit out.
No, but that's how it is for like a lot of new jobs and stuff. Like, you just don't know your place until all of a sudden it's just like it clicks, and it is a weird thing.
Well, and it's weird too, especially not only with it being a new job and like then all the pandemic happened, but it's like with us being married, you know, trying to figure out that fine line of, okay, you're my wife, but you're also my employee.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like constantly in my head thinking about, okay, how do I say this without being a jerk? Or, you know, there's been times where I may have said something I shouldn't have in front of other people, like if I was mad or frustrated. And so that part was super frustrating trying to figure that out.
That's a growth experience, wow.
But yeah, no, it is for sure. I mean, I think it's made me a lot better. And we just recently, like she said, got our groove. And like, I'm starting to learn how to talk to people better now because I'm having to think so much about what I'm saying instead of just spouting out whatever if I'm pissed off or whatever.
Hey, that's good.
And I still do it. You know, I'm still kind of rude, but it's definitely been a very good growing experience for both of us. Right. Not just me, for both of us.
I didn't really know that this interview would go down the, but this is good for people, because there's a lot of people too that think, okay, I want to go into business with my spouse, and oh, it's just going to be all roses and wonderful.
Well, and that's, you know, I learned something a long time ago from my dad whenever I was going to get married. You know, he was like, he just basically told me, man, you know, in life and in marriage and work, it's not always going to be perfect. It's not going to be a storybook romance. Like, it's going to suck sometimes, and you have to know. You have to know that you love a person, a job. You have to know you love someone enough to fix things.
Yeah.
You are marriage that way. I view the job that way, because there's been plenty of days when I first took over. There's been days now where I've wanted to walk away, but I know that I would be miserable if I wasn't cooking barbecue. Mm-hmm. So I know sometimes that it's going to suck, but I know this is one of the best things I've ever done in my life. So I have to just figure out a way to make it work. I know that's like super, a little too deep.
That's heavy, right?
That's why I'm doing these. I want to know about people and life, and maybe in a way, if you don't realize, you're helping me too for my next marriage. Cause I'm divorced. It's been 8-10 years. I don't even know anymore. It's like 40 years ago, 50 years. But
right.
But also too, like, I think there could be someone driving right now listening to this thinking, you know, life sucks, my job sucks, or my marriage is, we're having problems. But I think that also too, kids need to realize and be taught that a marriage isn't just like a straight shot. It's like there's dips and valleys. Ooh. And I think you can get in fights, but a fight doesn't mean the end of the world. Yeah. Like it's like people, because it feels at the moment when you're in a fight that like everything's like, you know, crashing down, but you know, the next day everything could be just fine.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. So it's been good. Yeah. I mean, with all that, and to take it back to the food and maybe a little less heavy, like, it's been cool having her here too, because, you know, I'm getting to watch her grow with her cooking as well.
It's gotta be inspiring.
You know, and so seeing, yeah, exactly. I mean, and she's always been that way to me. Cause like I've said before, and I think I may have said on here, I know I've said it before, but you know, she taught me how to cook when I randomly decided one day I was going to cook, you know, so she's always been very creative and a good cook. And so now she's learning how to do it in a restaurant. And so that's been really cool to see, and just to watch her kind of start to figure things out as far as how, because, you know, we're not just serving food for our family. Like, you're expecting someone to pay money for what you're giving them. Yes. And so, and especially with it being, you know, with us being ranked number 4, it's like there are expectations that we have, and True. There is standards that we have to have. So it's just been cool, like, to see our evolution as a restaurant too.
Let's talk about how people can order. Let's talk about what baked goods are the baked goods available? Like, are you making desserts and stuff every day? Is that stuff that you're
not every day? With things kind of being slower than normal right now, we kind of try to guess, like he mentioned Fridays and Saturdays, usually those are our big days. So I'll kind of try to take the week to formulate, you know, like, okay, well, what do I want to put out Friday and Saturday? And it usually things will sell out. I mean, for the most part, whatever specials I'm doing during the week, I'll do more like sides, you know, like we do, my mac and cheese has been a really big hit here. So I try to do that a couple days a week. And we give them the option of putting, like, you can top it with meat if you want to make it like awesome. A full meal or whatever. And it's been, people have received that really well. Yeah, I would say Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'll do like a savory side or two, and then save the desserts for the weekends.
So are people called, so then for ordering wise, are they mostly going online, calling, or coming in? What's the, or is, and then you could do all those things, right?
It's, you can do all those things. When we first, and before the dining room was open, our curbside orders, like the online orders, were insane. Like, we would come in every day and have just so many tickets, and it's definitely evened off. Like I said, the weekends we still have, like Saturdays, especially when I have pork belly, we'll have insane amounts of orders with people lining up. They can still call. It's, if you don't call, like, really, we can only answer the phone between 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning the afternoon, like around 1 or 2. So it's, if you're calling after 10, chances are you're not going to get an order in. You can go online and do it and it'll for sure happen. Or you can just walk inside. Okay. Because like I said, you know, even when the dining room wasn't open, you could still come inside and order it to go. You just had to take it.
Yeah. No, there's like a sandwich place here that between, I think it's between 10 and 1, they're like, we're not going to get your order if you wait too long. Yeah. So it does make sense. So then what's the website so people know it?
So if you just go to bodaciousmobberly.com, we have a link on there that you click it and it takes you directly to the ordering site, because if the URL for the actual site is all crazy letters and I don't even know, but yeah, it's on the very front page of bodaciousmobberly.com, and it'll say like online order on there, and it's probably one of the most user-friendly orderings that I've ever seen. And I actually had a customer a couple days ago that called and was like, it was weird because I'm not used to people complimenting. It's usually complaints if they're wanting to talk to the manager, but he was just like, man, I just wanted to let you know how user-friendly this is. It's so great. And
I thought
it was a prank. I'm like, are you sure?
Yeah, we have good feedback with the website.
Yeah, and I noticed you could order drinks. You could order everything. That's mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can can do like hats and shirts. We have gift cards now too. And you can actually, I don't know if you can do it on the website, but I know you can download an app. And I know on the app that you can actually buy a gift card. And have it on your phone, and like can scan a code and everything to pay in the restaurant.
And are people ordering just for today, or is it, or like for that day, or are they ordering days ahead? Or
Both. So okay. You can do it for the day of, or I think you have like 5 days that you can set an order cool. 5 days from now. Mm-hmm. So that's been really cool too, especially when it's around the holidays. Any holiday we've had so far, people order in advance, and it helps us a lot because then it lets me know how much meat I got to cook.
That's huge. Now that's
also
really
been a fun learning curve for us. Tickets will come out, and we'll be like, okay, we got like 6 pounds on this ticket, and we cut it, and then it's for tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's been a fun learning curve.
Oh,
for
that's
us.
Exciting. Well, that must be. It's making you so happy.
Like everything with it being a small crew, I don't think people understand that. You know, as far as all the online ordering, if me and her in the back, you know, I cut it, she runs it out. But then as far as anytime anything runs out or we got to turn it off, it's like I have to stop what I'm doing, take my gloves off, pull out my phone, turn things off online,
and
pray that nobody orders it before. And we had to shut down one day. I don't remember what was going on that weekend. If it was Memorial Day weekend or something, but we actually had to like turn off the online ordering. We had to lock the door.
Yeah.
And people were calling, and I'm like, dude, give me an hour and I'll let you know if I can open up, because I was like, I think I may have sold all of my meat. it was insane.
And that's such a bad feeling.
Yeah, you're like, dude, we have all these tickets and no food.
Yeah, because that's the last thing you want to do is have someone show up and say, okay, your thing was sold out. Here, you can get just this, or
it happens. Yeah. It still does happen, but for the most part, everyone's pretty cool. I'll call them up and I'll just be like, hey, because it has their number and everything on the ticket. And I'll just be like, hey, you know, we don't have whatever. Are you cool with this? And I would say 9 times out of 10, they're like, oh yeah, no big deal. And they're always like, I need to pay more. And I'm like, I goofed up, so it's on me. But
that's cool.
So the online ordering's been awesome, and people keep asking too if we're ever going to ship, and it's like,
that was my last question. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping that one day I will, because I've got a lot of people reaching out that want to buy sausage.
Yeah, I was going to say sausage.
Or whatever.
Before,
it's just sausage and boudin, I definitely, people ask the most about. And I've talked to a couple people and asked, you know, who they use. And so I've got some things I need to look into. But then it's like all the, you know, the COVID stuff happened. And like I said, it's just I kind of want to try it on a very small scale. And if it goes well, then maybe I could look into hiring an extra person that could literally just do the shipping, because I can't do it all. I mean, I'm only one person. So that's the only reason we're not doing it. It's just because I don't have the time to do it. I've got so many responsibilities that the thought of trying to figure out one more thing just stresses me out.
No, and it makes sense. And so just so people know, shipping across the United States might happen someday, but you just need to plot it out properly.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, I really want to do it, and I want to, maybe even if it's just sausage, or maybe I'll do a little brisket or something. My biggest thing is just figuring out the cost of it all, because the few times that I have shipped food to people, it's like, I shipped food out for my father-in-law. I had a friend who was getting married, and the food got there and the box had busted.
Yeah.
It wasn't all the way cold, but it was just brisket, so it was okay. But it's just one of those things where I've got to get it figured out, the packaging, the cost and all that. So
yeah.
I want to do it because I know that there is a demand for it. It's just a matter of the time and the money, you know?
Yeah. And it's still a tough thing, because like, say you're shipping to a place that's hot, you have to ship it frozen, and because sometimes, like, I got a brisket, I think, shipped from Tejas, and FedEx just decided to ship it, deliver it the next day, and so luckily it was still cold, but it was like close to not being like, if it was another day, it would have been an issue.
And I tried one time whenever I'd shipped that same food, all that brisket and stuff. I tried to do dry ice, because I thought, dry ice will help. It'll keep it nice and cold. And then I got to FedEx, and then she told me how much it was going to cost, because it was going to have to fly. And because it's, you know, like
so expensive.
They consider it a weapon or something, because it could explode. It was like thousands of dollars. And I was like, bro, this is not happening. Like, I don't like
that. The box weighs 100 pounds. And
yeah.
The dry ice might blow up all over it.
I'm like, so.
Well, and if you look at like Gold Belly and those things, you could see that it's not it's expensive. It's not, they charge a lot.
That's one of the ones I was going to look into. I talked to my buddy Don from Koi, because he was telling me that I forget who said, Louis Miller and someone else, he said, use that Gold Belly. And so that was one of the ones I was going to look into. And I talked to Arnis from Evie Mays, and he had given me some places to look into. And like I said, everything fell apart, so I just haven't really gotten into it yet.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. It's doable, and people do want it, and there's that market, and people will, you know, people will pay whatever because they want your food. And also, didn't you also have Tyler come in and help at one, like, later? Like...
Yeah, Tyler was here for about a week, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because we had that whole hog event that we did, so he came down for a week and worked with us, hung out with us, and then when we did the actual, that whole hog event, we had Russell and Misty came too.
Oh, yeah.
From
yeah.
Regals. Yeah, that was a few months, I think, before COVID happened, mm-hmm. That was so cool. That was the first event we had done at the actual restaurant, you know, and the turnout for that was, I've never seen that many people here. It was so cool just to see how many people showed up for that. And it was awesome getting to work with Tyler for a week. He's become a really close friend of mine, so it was really cool getting to spend time with him.
Yeah, same with me. He's just a cool dude, and he cares about what he does, and he's humble and hardworking, and He said that he learned a lot from you. Well, to wrap this up, so what should people know? What else should people know? Is there anything else that we missed?
I mean, the only thing I would say for people to know is just make sure that you follow us on social media. You know, the Bodacious page, my page, her Baked on Marley page. So just to keep up with everything we're doing and the updates.
Yeah, that's our go-to for, like, if anything's going on, mm-hmm. we're going to go on social media.
Yeah.
So it's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for yeah. Bodacious.
And I'm super active on all of that, but I'm trying to think. I mean, I can't really think of anything. I mean, it's just, I think the most important thing for people to know is just, you know, make sure that you're supporting small business.
Exactly.
You know, we're not just us. Obviously, I want people to come here, but I mean, all local restaurants, whether it's barbecue or any other type of food. I mean, even I've been trying really hard to push this, but it's like, even once things go back to whatever normal we can, like, I just really think there needs to be more of a push for people to support small business, just because not only are you supporting people like us, you know, you're supporting the dream, you know, the dream is to own your own place, and like, none of that works if people don't come.
Right.
And it's like,
yeah.
You know, that's the most important message. And I want to shout it from the rooftops, is just support local. I understand, you know, we still go to chain places sometimes, but we try to eat local when we can. Mm-hmm. And it's just, that is the most important thing. Support everyone that you can. It means so much more than you'll ever know, because I don't want to do anything else. And I can't do this without everyone else, you know.
Yeah, and if you don't have customers, then it's going to go away. If you don't have that support, and you need to, and every place, like, if you don't want things to be different a year from now and have half the places closed, you have to visit these restaurants.
Right, because I mean, I love what I do, and I love feeding people, and I just, like I said, that's the most important thing. Make sure that you get out there and that you help people, because we need your money.
Well, thank you guys both for taking the time. I so appreciate it. This has been great. I'm so glad I got a chance to see you.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you for taking the time. Glad that we were able to talk again, and hopefully we'll be able to see you one day.
Can't wait till this fog is lifted. I was planning on coming out. I would love to come and spend a couple days there and could run around and do whatever.
Yeah, man, the door is always open, and I'm eventually going to come out that way too. I've been talking to Danny from Heritage about coming out there and
cool.
and cooking with him maybe one day. So we'll hang out one day, whether it's here or there.
Yeah, yeah.
Have a drink.
Both. We'll hang out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we need that. And I might be moving down south anyways, closer to Danny anyway. So that'll be cool.
Okay, nice.
Excellent.
Yeah, but yeah, like I said, man, the door's always open. So feel free, and we'll put you to work.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. And Kimmy, thank you so much for taking the time. It's nice to meet you. And see, it wasn't
nice
too bad, was it?
No, not at all.
It'll be nice too, like a time capsule for the two of you guys to see in 5 years or 10 years.
Yeah, because going back, listening to our first interview, it's just crazy how much has changed
so much.
As far as my role and just even the way that I talk about things. It's funny. Like, I like to make fun of myself, so I'll go back and listen to that stuff. But it's cool just to see the progress from then to now.
Well, stay safe, stay busy, and
you too.
I'll send as many people as I can your way.
Awesome. Sweet. We appreciate it, Kevin.
All right, take
Thank
care.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
Bye.
All right.